hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from Dominica. Got a lot to cover on today's show. But first, I just want to, I hate doing this stuff because I don't like starting the show off on a downer, but we got to get some information out there to the dive community. I just found this out yesterday morning. Friend of the show, Wes Giles, famous diver, worked for National Geographic, heavily involved in Florida in the springs, mapping system, Central Florida diving community is mourning the loss of Wes. He had an accident Thursday afternoon, it looks like, in the Pompano, or not Pompano, but West Palm Beach area. And Wes is no longer with us. They are having a service for him Wednesday, 6 p.m. at Jenny Springs. Wes Giles unfortunately passed away due to a diving accident. We don't know all the details yet other than he was on a rebreather, but our hearts go out to him and his family and friends and the works. It's a sad day in the diving community. Wes knew a lot of people in the dive industry. I've met Wes several times myself. What a great guy. And it's always a tragedy when you lose a friend and someone in that, especially in the dive industry, everybody looked up to so much. Wes did so many amazing things, especially when it comes to the Central Florida spring system and mapping it and doing a lot of water research and National Geographic specials. I mean, the guy was world class when it comes to underwater videography, and had the respect of everybody in the industry. It's a tremendous loss. And we do feel for his friends and family, and our hearts go out to them and the like. Once again, there's a service Wednesday, 6 p.m., Jenny Springs, there in the Central Florida area. And if you know Wes, you can find information, more information on the web. All right, so there you go. Let's get that taken care of and move on to more positive news because, you know, a lot of stuff has been happening the last couple weeks. We were in Dominica, did two full broadcasts from the Nature Island. It was a phenomenal experience. Mermaids treated like rock stars. They could have gave a rat's ass about me. But what's new? I'm used to that. Right, Bill?
Are you talking specifically about the mermaids, or are you talking about everyone living on the island of Dominica?
I guess I'm talking about the general public and, you know.
Every single solitary person
it's just weird.
The island of Dominica.
When you get
an
out
entire
there,
population.
Well, you know, we're usually in this
unconcerned
box
about whether or not you're there.
In our little studio here.
We have a lot of the same thing of that here.
Yeah, exactly. Even inside the box, I get that somewhat. But when you go out in public,
yes,
and you see how the mermaids are welcomed with open arms and open jackets. No, that didn't happen, I don't think.
I saw probably 45 pictures on Facebook, all of them labeled, it said Mermaid Angela, Mermaid Amy, Mermaid Alicia.
The AAA team.
Some guy, Mermaid Angela, Mermaid Amy, Mermaid Alicia.
Some guy.
And actually, most of the time, a part of some guy. Like, your sleeve was in the photo.
Yeah, shoulder, that kind of thing, for
yeah.
sure.
But, I did see one picture of you, which was labeled Greg, the Dive Master from Scuba Radio, nowhere near the mermaids. And I think the picture was labeled because they were afraid they hadn't taken a picture of you.
Yeah,
even though they'd taken like 40,
yeah,
but they didn't realize it.
Yeah, this could be. We had a good time out there in Dominica, and if you didn't catch the shows last 2 weeks, have were originated from the islands. Go back and listen to those archives if you didn't check them out right there at scubaradio.com. Now, one of the things we did towards the end of the week is we started traveling around the island and doing a lot of the mermaid pictures that you know, Bill did reference. A lot of them haven't, or actually none of them have been posted to scubaradio.com yet.
Yeah, not the website which promotes this radio show.
Exactly. However,
but if you wanted to find out anything
viral
about them, yes.
It went viral on Facebook. So just type in mermaid, probably it'll come up.
Yeah, I think if you put in Dominica mermaid, I think that would
definitely
be a more specific search.
Yeah, lots of pictures were taken. Because not only did we visit some of the sites that are truly unique to Dominica.
The digital infrastructure of Dominica was called into question because of all the photos taken of mermaids.
Well, not just that. We had professional photographers with us. Simon, from
yes.
our friend, from he's a professional photographer.
It's nice of us to have a professional at something
Izzy,
with us for something.
Izzy was there. He was taking pictures. And then we had Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine. So we had three world-class photographers taking shots of the mermaids. And none of me. No, there were a few. I popped in. It was kind of like Where's Waldo. Every once in a while, I'd jump in there and like, hey, you know, I'd do one of those. But yeah, check them out on Facebook, and you can enjoy that. Some of the sites we shot at, by the way, were where they did the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Aha! I recognized those dreadlocks.
Yeah, exactly. And I put on a little eyeshadow stuff. No, I didn't. But I've seen
pictures of you with eyeshadow.
It was pretty cool.
But it was a Wednesday and ladies' night.
Yeah.
Drinking free, and I agree with you.
It was a unique experience to visit some of these places where they had done the filming for the movie and see some more of the, you know, the topside attraction of Dominica. It was just great stuff all the way around. So, you know, we'll get a little bit more to cover on that. Mermaid Alicia did complete her open water certification. We got to give her some props. Maybe we'll try to give her a shout today and see how she's doing. But she accomplished all her, you know, she passed all her quizzes, everything, and she did all the skills. We're good to go.
2 hours more, and she's going to get her walking on legs certification as well.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing that mermaids want.
Yeah, yeah. She was stumbling there on Dominica.
I have seen pictures of that as well.
She needs more practice, I think, in that regard. But that's a whole other story. But it was
Kabuli
a great time.
Mermaids. Search Kabuli mermaids if you want to see the pictures of the mermaids stumbling on their new legs.
Yes. Kabuli. Every time I say that, I get a free case.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too. But anyway, the only thing missing was rainbows. And we even got those. I mean, the
unicorns and lollipops you had, but rainbows, no.
Yeah, it rained quite a bit while we were there on the island. But, you know,
you couldn't tell that from the pictures.
You couldn't?
It didn't look like it was raining all the time.
No.
It looked like if it was raining anything, it was raining mermaids.
Well, that's true. That is true. But it didn't matter. It's the rainy season there. So it just rained a little bit, and then it'd clear up, and we'd get our pictures in, and we'd go diving, that kind of thing. So it was all good. But we got a lot to cover. Or to share with Dominica here on today's show. But we got a lot to cover today. This is going to be kind of like the world premiere of the new Scuba Radio song. Now in the studio with me is the Scuba Cowboy, as you can plainly see, just standing to my left with guitar in hand. How you doing, pup? Welcome.
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How about yourself, Greg?
I'm good, buddy. Now pup, you may remember him from the, what was the last one? Chicago, right?
Chicago
Dive Show. Actually, where we were hanging out with Mermaid Angela.
Don't point at me,
Amy,
and suggest.
And Alicia.
Don't point at me and suggest I was hanging out anywhere. I was here in this closet where I belong.
Yeah, especially when you're hanging out.
I don't even get to go to Chicago.
Well, you missed it because it was a good time.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
Even though it was cold, we had mermaids there, even
now,
in the winter.
Here's something which I don't think enough justice was done to the Scuba Cowboy.
What do you
because,
mean?
Well, the Scuba Cowboy is described as the Scuba Cowboy, but quite honestly, in a different time, a different place, maybe a hat with maybe some braid on it, he could easily have been Colonel Custer. Easily he could have been Colonel Custer.
Except not as stupid.
Right.
Well, there is that. And you're taking credit for that, which I can't give you. I'm sorry. I can't assume that you're not as stupid.
Well, when he wears a cowboy hat, though, he looks like the Scuba Cowboy. He isn't wearing it at the moment because he has his headphones on.
I think even with the hat, I would think, hey, There it is, Colonel Custer with a cowboy hat.
You know, I hear Alan Jackson more than Colonel Custer, which well, is preferred definitely over Colonel Custer.
I would say it's, you're hanging out
it's
with...
It's just not one of those historical events you want to be remembered as. You know what I'm saying here, Bill?
He was
it's kind of like Greg with the pictures on the Facebook. I saw the one picture, the one and only picture of Greg,
yeah.
And it was actually from an archive about 4 years ago. So right. I think you're right. They just stuck it in there to look...
Yes,
so.
Yes. Yeah. He had blonde hair then.
Exactly. I'm going, that's not Greg nowadays. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was back, it was just 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's like, here's the mermaids, and oh, there's this creepy old man there, too.
Yes.
And I said, who are you calling old? Anyway, so the Scuba Cowboy is in here today because in Chicago, he wrote a new song for Scuba Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard the, I guess, rough live cut.
Yep.
And it was like, hey, this has potential. And
absolutely.
And since then, he's been working in the studio and has produced this little ditty up. And we are going to have the world premiere of this on Scuba Radio today. So a new brand spanking new Scuba Radio
psst.
Theme song.
Psst.
What?
I've already heard it.
Yeah. And?
Well, but that's the rest of the world.
This wouldn't be the world. I mean, this is the world premiere except for me.
Okay. The world premiere minus Bill.
Okay.
Right?
All right. I just want to make sure we're not overselling it. That's
well,
all.
Well, I don't. Are we overselling? You've heard it.
No.
You like it?
No, it's great.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to think that this will be the first time I heard it, because I've heard it already.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't care.
It's the one special thing I get for living in this closet. I get to hear things a couple of minutes earlier
maybe,
than anyone else.
Maybe. But it's going to be worth everyone else hanging out for sure.
Help me. I'm locked in a closet with Colonel Custer.
Oh, nice. So, we're broadcasting out of Orlando, Florida, and Pup, you're from Colorado.
Absolutely.
And you're traveling through Florida and just said, hey, let's work this out so you can pop on by and do the premiere of the song. And
I did.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to Grenada.
Exactly. In just a few weeks. It's not that far off. I'm excited.
Now,
I said,
Bill
hey, I
didn't know about that
by.
Either, actually.
He didn't.
No.
He's like, Bill, we're going to leave you in charge of the closet while we're gone.
If it makes any difference, while I will be here in the closet while he's in Grenada, he's been to Grenada before and did not realize we had invaded it in the past. He was not aware of the Reagan administration invasion of the island of Grenada.
Well,
did not know it, and did not know that when I asked for permission to speak freely, that I'm referencing the only movie ever made about the invasion of Grenada.
Now, wait, you are also the one who said, how do you think they invaded Grenada? And of course, I said grenades.
Yes, you did.
Right.
Yes, so, yes, you did.
I rest my case.
Yes.
Or wait, no, that doesn't work either, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, well, forget it.
I see the assumption, though.
Yeah.
I'm following you on that one.
Yeah. But Pup's here to celebrate the new song. We're going to talk about going to Grenada in a few weeks. We're going to Turks and Caicos next week. So, you know, we're not totally shutting Bill out. We're going to let him out of the closet, at least for a week.
I get to go to a Caribbean island that's in the North Atlantic.
No, that's
the Turks and Caicos.
That's a different story. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Just stick around. Stay close. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single-cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People, let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. Well, he's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He's a street smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
Dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top, buddy.
Whole dang pod. That I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
such a thing. Now that is the Scuba Cowboy. Yes, give it up. A brand new Scuba Radio song that he wrote just for us. And Pup, thank you so much, man. That's awesome. I love it. It's great stuff, man.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I think he captured the essence of what we do here at this show.
Especially the hurling part.
Yeah, well,
right, that's
what I've heard.
Yeah, there's actually an extended version of that that kind of goes into more detail about the hurling. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so we'll save that for an extended show.
There seems to be very little about me in this song.
Well, he never met you before.
It's a good point.
You know, we kept you in the closet. That'll be a totally different song. Bill in the Closet or
Coming Out of It
closet
or something.
Boy
yes.
or something.
Yeah, I can see it happening now.
Yeah.
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 Perfect.
Is that inspiring you
ever.
There, Pump?
You know, I'm getting these images already.
Actually,
that's all I can say, Bill. I've got images.
I can hear the song about me coming out of the closet. We'll start with, there was a guy I met who called me Colonel Custer. And it will just go downhill from there. I can see already.
Well, Pump,
I've dug a hole for myself.
Pump, I guess I better say what I tell everybody that I give that mental image to. And that's, I'm sorry.
thank you.
But,
thank you.
You know, what are you going to do? But, yeah, you know, he's looking for things for new tunes. I mean, you're working on a new scuba-themed CD, right? From
yes,
the Scuba
I am.
Cowboy, right?
Yeah, we should have it ready for Dima.
All right, yeah, so we got November. And how many tunes you got in the can already?
Probably 10 to 12.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so it's you just got to put some finishing touches on them and get the mix down and the whole thing down ready to go.
You got it.
Now, is that Scuba Radio song going to be on the CD, too?
Well, I thought we'd have a discussion about that while
really?
We're here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see where money will be changing hands.
Oh. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, we'll work out something for sure. We're going to bring him to Dima and have him perform for everybody there at the opening of the show. Maybe have our mermaids, hanging around. Matter of fact, Pump is actually involved in a little mermaidium. Did you know about this part, Bill? Have you heard about this? This is some of the inside.
You just invented a word, mermaidium.
We've been keeping a lot of secrets from you, Bill.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah.
When you're locked in a closet, the world goes past you.
Well, hey, you know, but yeah, we have our own little lingo. So mermaidium, we can use mermaid as a verb here at Scuba Radio. Hey, do you
yes.
mermaid? Well, yeah, you know, that's we do that here.
Okay. What? Now, when you pointed to me and said, do I mermaid, and then said yes, you're assuming my wife isn't listening. Am I correct in
when
that assumption?
When I say, do you mermaid, that means do you put on a mermaid outfit and pose? That's what I, what did you think I meant?
I'm sorry, I thought you meant something completely different.
Okay, obviously. And I just want to make sure
I do not, in fact, put on a mermaid outfit and pose, but only because I haven't been asked.
And I really don't think
I am more than willing to do it if you're willing to ask.
All right, see that closet right there? Just stay in there, will you? And don't say
okay.
anything. Turn
fine.
Around, too. Turn around. You're in timeout. All right, so...
feels like the Blair Witch
Project. I'm trying to keep this above board here, Pup, because, you know, the thing is... Well,
that's
Bill
right.
Doesn't
That'll
understand.
Be the first time ever.
We're trying to make it a family affair. Pup has volunteered
exactly.
one of his siblings to be a Scuba Radio mermaid in Grenada.
Oh, there's another way to make it a family affair, and I thought you meant something different.
Oh, brother. Once again, Pup, two words. I'm sorry. But we'll figure this out during the break, and I don't know, maybe just have to regroup.
This is not going to be a long maybe. Enough break to figure it
all
out.
All right, let's just go home. We may be here, we may not.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand learned all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, and you know we're hanging out with Pup, the Scuba Cowboy. Pup Morse is his name. He's known as the Scuba Cowboy in diving circles because he has kind of like a cowboy country vibe thing going. And
in
does
Civil War reenactment circles, he's known as Colonel Custer.
Well, at least he's in a position of authority.
Yes, absolutely. In okay. fact, Colonel Custer, just so you know, when
he's
you're there,
he's gonna smack you. You know that.
He's
don't
a
you?
Long way away. I'd
it's
see
a
him
good
coming.
Thing he's on that side of the room.
And he doesn't realize I'm not wearing pants. It's my secret weapon. the youngest brigadier general during the U.S. Civil War.
So let me
once
get this
again,
straight.
He was a bit of a glory hound, which
little bit.
Turned out a little bit bad for him in the end. I'm thinking that was that's kind of how that came out. So
little. Bad.
Yeah.
We remember him.
Not in a good way.
That's true.
I would much rather have my songs, you know, songs like Scuba Radio be last forever and people go, now that's funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you want to be remembered.
You know, that's one of the risks we have when we have these recording artists make songs about Scuba Radio, since their song is likely to outlive the practical, useful life of Scuba Radio.
Wait. We did that about 13 years ago.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's about 15 minutes after you started, wasn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's exactly. That's
yeah, usually by the second break, we're done.
Okay, well, at least we have a new song.
Yes.
So we got that.
There is that.
And it is thanks to Pup, the Scuba Cowboy. Now, we're going to talk about his daughter because she's going to join us in Grenada.
And not my sibling, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. You said sibling earlier.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I messed up, didn't I? So that's even better. Or
worse. Do you have more than one child?
I do.
His daughter has a sibling.
Whose daughter? Me?
Pups.
No. Pups.
Your daughter also has a sibling. His name is Max.
He's giving genealogy classes over there now.
Yeah, I guess.
I see why you guys keep him in the closet.
Now you know.
Focus. It's an issue of focus, Bill. Come on now.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I'll show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
Yeah, but that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get a resort certified, couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
All right, in the studio with us today is the Scuba Cowboy, Pup Morse. He did a new Scuba Radio song. We just debuted it a little bit ago. We'll play that again before the show is out. But the other thing Pup has offered, it's good.
This is I cannot tell you how bad you make this sound every time you start down this road.
What are you making?
He's offered up his daughter.
Well, no.
For your design.
You act like it's like a human sacrifice or something like that.
It's the way you say it.
What are you talking about? It's a very cool thing. We're going to Grenada.
It turns out Pump has more than one child, so he's willing to give one away to Scuba Radio.
He's willing to allow her to participate in the world of Scuba Radio Mermaidium. And allow her, you know, to be a mermaid. She's into this, right? She wants to be this.
She's way into this.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a lot of women's dream. We got the pups, better half and friends and stuff. You guys like being mermaids, right?
Do you remember being introduced to any of these people?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
No, I know.
Waving
I have done
at
this
gangs
enough.
Of people.
The mermaid thing Damn. Works on all levels. From little 7-year-old girls who want to know if the mermaids know, like, Ariel. Or
yes,
we have that.
Or, good point. Or if they have a thingamabob.
Or the ladies, you know, they always have this little thing. Where it's kind of like a, you know, growing up to be a princess thing. I want to be a mermaid type thing. Am I right, ladies? Right. I get that. And then it's people like Bill that kind of glare at those mermaids and kind of creep them out of town.
You're
kind of like the witch, the sea witch, huh?
A little bit.
A little on the pessimistic side there?
I'm a little heavy for her outfit.
On the mermaid parade?
But here's the good thing for your daughter, Tiffany, right?
Right.
Bill's not going to be there.
That's right.
She won't have to worry about
She'll
him.
She'll be in the mermaid outfit and not Bill.
Right.
I think that's a good thing for everyone, actually.
I think there's a lot of winners. There's a lot of winners in this case.
There's a lot of winners on that situation.
Yeah. Now, in Grenada, not only will we have Mermaid Tiffany doing that for the first time, we're going to have a little contest on the island to find a mermaid. We're going to actually crown a local Scuba Radio mermaid for a year in Grenada. This is news to you too, Bill.
Yes, it is. That is big news.
We're kicking it up a notch, and they're talking about having local TV and radio involved.
And if you are selected, you will hear this music.
Why?
Well, actually, it's from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll have
it's
to.
Like
we'll
the
get
royal
them
proclamation of.
Yeah,
something.
Exactly. You are now a mermaid, and then we'll leave. And come back in a year.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
See how pruny you get.
Yes.
You'll get pruny staying in the water for a year.
Yeah, but it'll be all good. Now, Tiffany, she's a diver. Is she certified?
Yes.
All right, so she'll do a little scuba diving with us, and we're going to tour the island and see some places. We're going to check in, actually, with one of the dive operators from Carriacou. Have you been there?
That's the one place I have not been. No, I've been to the main island, but I have not been to Carriacou. I've heard great things about it, though.
Yeah,
excited about this.
We're going to check in with the guys from Arawak Divers a little bit later on in the show today. But they're getting fired up. They're excited about us coming to town there in Grenada in a few weeks and doing a little mermaid contest, so to speak, and then maybe even film a video with you, right?
I think that's a great plan. That's what I'm kind of hoping for.
Dan Tempest next. Scuba
Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving and untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to DominicaWatersports.com for dive packages and more. That's DominicaWatersports.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. and you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 190. If you don't like your buddy, the politically correct term to use would be dive acquaintance.
Got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, the Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you today, Nick?
I'm great, Greg. How are you?
I feel exposed.
Exposed?
Yeah, I need some protection.
Exposure protection. You peaked at today's tip, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You're feeling pretty good about that joke, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, what can I do to help everyone understand the importance of exposure protection?
How about telling us why exposure protection is important?
Well, when we talk about exposure, we're talking about the environment in which you find yourself, most notably, outdoors. As divers, exposure generally relates to the dive you're doing, so exposure protection means wearing the appropriate gear to keep yourself warm and to protect yourself from cuts, scrapes, abrasions, and stings.
No one likes a boo-boo.
Nope, but it's not just about the ouch factor. Remember that water conducts heat away from the body 25 times faster than air, so it's important to maintain body heat on a dive to avoid serious situations like hypothermia.
Not to mention you enjoy it more when you're not thinking about how uncomfortable you are.
You're right there.
So how do you choose which exposure protection is right for you or for the dive?
The choice is primarily based on the conditions of the dive and the diver's physiological makeup. Most people won't choose a dry suit to dive a Caribbean reef, nor will they want a dive skin to dive a Midwestern quarry in March. Add to that the fact that some folks get hot or cold more easily than others, and your choice is really going to depend on finding an option appropriate for the water temperature and length of your dive, adjusted, of course, to accommodate your personal needs.
I'm thinking you'll also want to consider factors like depth and activity level.
Right again. The deeper you go, the colder it gets, and the more you move, the warmer you stay. So you'll definitely want to incorporate those factors into your selection.
How about topside conditions?
You mean like the weather?
Yep.
Man, you're on a roll. You definitely want to think about how your selection will be managed at the dive site. Dealing with gearing up in extremely hot or cold weather is definitely something to keep in mind, as well as how you'll stay warm or cool on your surface interval.
So what options are available to divers?
There are several options available. For warmer waters, many divers prefer a dive skin, which doesn't really insulate so much as protect you from the cuts and abrasions we mentioned earlier. In terms of insulation, wetsuits definitely offer the greatest variety of options, and when you're diving in really cold water or for decidedly prolonged periods of time, a lot of divers opt for a dry suit.
What if one option won't work for the whole day?
Go ahead and mix and match. Conditions change throughout the day, and your exposure protection might need to as well. You might find you're fine in a dive skin on the first dive, but are cold by the end of your second. So dive in a skin on your first and use a full wetsuit for the second. Just remember that when you adjust your exposure protection, adjust your weights as well.
Because neoprene's buoyant, right?
Right. The more you wear, the more weight you'll need.
What if you're not sure what exposure protection you'll need?
I'd say check with the dive operator to see what's recommended.
How about accessories?
Accessories come in a variety of options to increase your level of insulation and protection. The most common accessories you'll see are hoods or hooded vests, gloves, and boots.
I'm guessing the most important thing to consider is comfort, right?
Right. The key to effective exposure protection is fit and comfort. So whatever option or configuration you choose, make sure it fits well and is comfortable.
I feel like we're forgetting something.
You mentioned it earlier. Give some thought to topside conditions and remember to protect yourself outside the water as well. If it's hot, bring along sunscreen, a hat, sunglasses, and an extra t-shirt. If it's cold, pack some sweats, a warm jacket, a warmer hat, gloves, socks, and anything else you'll need to stay warm.
It all sounds like the secret to dressing for success.
At the very least, it's the secret to dressing for the dive.
They say clothes make the man, but it's the neoprene that makes the diver. Proper exposure protection can not only mean the difference between comfort and misery on a dive, but the difference between safety and danger. So make sure to give your exposure protection the attention it deserves. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back in the studio with Pub Morris, the scuba cowboy. He's in town in Orlando, cruising through, gigging, as they say in the biz. And was nice enough to drop off a new copy of the
trying to catch
scuba
frogs?
Radio song. No, no.
Is that how you catch frogs, gigging? I think that's how you catch frogs.
Bill, you really need to get hip to my job.
You should let me out of the closet.
No, no. Trust
I'm trapped
me.
In here with Colonel Custer.
Oh, brother. Yeah, you can smack him. You really can.
I'm not going there. Stick in the
I'm not going in the closet with you, Bill. I'm sorry. You're in there by yourself. That's the way it is.
It's the way it always is.
And you're getting no sympathy from us.
Nope.
No. Yeah. No, you just keep going off to your exotic locations.
Well, we're taking you a week from today.
That is true.
And you know what? That's up in the air because he did offer me your position. We were going to negotiate that later
that's
on.
Right.
I'm just letting you know. You're on a thin line here.
Yeah, right now you're going to lose your spot there on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Listen, Goldilocks.
Turks and Caicos. Oh, boy. This isn't going well.
I don't know if I'm going to let that fly.
Yeah. So, Turks and Caicos a week from today. Actually, we'll have another studio show next Saturday, the 31st. Then the August 7th show will be literally produced from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard vessel. And then we're back for, a couple weeks. And then we got Neil Watson's birthday party, where we're going to actually broadcast from Neil Watson's hot tub.
That seems safe.
Yeah, August 22nd or 21st. And then the next day, we fly to Grenada for a couple shows.
We're out of here.
And Pup will be on board for that adventure with his daughter, Tiffany, helping out as a Scuba Radio mermaid. And we got a couple other folks on board with us for that adventure as well, as we attempt to crown a Scuba Radio mermaid local girl there in Grenada. Now, we did that kind of unofficially in Dominica, Bill. And I don't know if you know this, but we had Miss Dominica in a mermaid tale. Did you hear
actually,
about that?
I saw pictures of it on Facebook.
You did. You saw Miss Dominica.
I did.
Beautiful girl. Awesome lady. And I don't know. I got to talk to those guys about getting her to DEMA, because we may have recruited her to become a Scuba Radio mermaid. And
if you
and
haven't seen the picture on Facebook, it actually says Miss Dominica 2010 and some guy.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, you're in the picture.
Well, great.
Your arm is.
You're facing the other way.
My best side.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, and she's not certified to dive yet, but evidently she's in the process. Izzy is going to help her out and get her certified to dive. So if she does that, I said, maybe we can work it out to bring you to Las Vegas for the DEMA show and have her properly represent the island, both above water and below water, as a Scuba Radio mermaid. How about that?
That's the best of all possible worlds.
That's right. I'm always working it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe.
You meant to say Greg.
What are you trying to say?
While you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew.
That's not me.
I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too.
Well, that's nice. Thanks.
I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
That's right.
You're not just my buddy.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. You can check it out at thescubacowboy.com.
Somebody's got it.
Cool tunes. You just gave me the new CD, the new country CD that features a song called Island Girl on it. Is that right, Pump?
Yeah.
We might have to check that out as well as the new Scuba Radio song here in hour two. But Barry's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. You're going to have to forward me one of those CDs.
Yes. Well, you just go to thescubacowboy.com and you can purchase one.
Okay.
All right, what?
Can just I use the Scuba Radio charge account?
No. It's just a scubacowboy.com. I want to make sure I get that website right. So, Barry,
I know that
you're down there in South Florida getting ready for Florida spiny lobster season or what?
Actually, I'm down in the Florida Keys, and, I'm all ready for Florida lobster mini season. I'm going to be going off the beach, and there are a ton of boats heading south here getting all lined up for this coming week.
Yep, they're getting ready, including the surprise, your vessel. Are you going to head down to the Keys for that, or are you going to just go offshore there in South Florida?
No, I'm going to go offshore. I know some areas that I can go right off the beach, and it's just easier that way than taking the boat down here. There's just going to be too many boats out there. I can't believe how many are coming down right now, and it really doesn't start until midnight Tuesday. And it doesn't end until midnight Thursday, but they're already coming down.
Yeah, well, the armada of lobster catchers, of lobster hunters, of divers who have the lobster fever are definitely starting to form, no doubt.
Down in the Keys, they call it the Isle Morada Armada.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I'll bet you can't say it twice.
The Isle Morada.
Close, but wrong.
Okay.
You couldn't even say it once.
It was close enough for me.
I see how that works.
Yes.
Explains a lot about this program.
All right, we're going to find out about diving off the island of Carriacou and the Grenada Island group, as well as reviving your dive just in time for Florida spiny lobster season. That's all in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.